You're listening to a That Humble Radio production. Now, bringing you the most average quality in sports-related news, headlines, rumors, and opinions. Here's Jordan and Ted with the Max Deal.
Loser.
You're listening to the Max Deal. You hear what I say. Talking sports with your boys Jordan and Ted. By God, by God, by God. This is Jim Ross. By God. Not listening is egregious and horrific. Listening to the show is wonderful and terrific. It's your boys Jordan and Ted. It's your boys Jordan and Ted. It's your boys Jordan and Ted. You're listening to the Max Deal. You hear what I say. Talking sports with your boys Jordan and Ted. By God, by God, by God. This is Jim Ross. By God. Not listening is egregious and horrific. Listening to the show is wonderful and terrific. It's your boys Jordan and Ted. It's your boys Jordan and Ted. It's your boys Jordan and Ted.
Yes, sir. It's TMD, the Max Deal, right here on thathumble.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to audio, you can find us. I promise it. Hey, if you don't know me, I'm at Jordan_Verge on Twitter. If you don't know, the Max Deal, it's a sports podcast where we talk about the real stuff, like the stuff that those other mainstream shows don't want you to know about. We're like an ad. That says like, oh, the mainstream guys hate these guys. And then you like click on us, we give you a bunch of viruses, all that stuff. That's not true. None of that stuff is true. We are super clean. We, protection? Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Hey, I can't do this alone. So who am I joined by every single time I'm joined by you, Ted?
It's Ted on Twitter. It's at GITD. And Verge, we had NBA, we had the NBA season. We had an NBA champion crowned. What's next for the Max Deal?
Oh my God. We're looking forward, Ted. The future, oh my God, it's too bright. My corneas are just starting to fade away. I'm thinking I'm kind of turning blind. That's how bright our future is. We don't need that music. I'm blind. I'm blinded by the light. Oh my God. Ted, it's the Max Deal. Yeah, so the NBA season's over. We got some champions. What's next for the Max Deal, you may ask? Well, I've got a lot on our plate today. Like, we're going to talk about the Olympics. We're going to talk about some off-season moves with some teams, some specific players, some Chick-fil-A. Maybe we'll sneak some Chick-fil-A in. And hey, there's an NBA draft right around the corner. I've got a game for you, my friend, okay?
Let's hear it.
All right. Well, we're going to get to that game in a little bit because first, the Olympics have been happening, Ted. I don't know if you are a big American. Have you been paying attention?
Some would say I'm a real American.
Yeah, a real American, 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 American. Well, the Team USA has been just straight up ass cheeks. We have been awful. And I don't know if you remember this, but before the Olympics began, I say that as if you're not about to gloat. You gave me a call and said, yo, this Olympics team is trash. They're going to probably lose this year. And I said, no, of course not. Of course not. Here we are.
I said it.
You did. Hey, so they lost their first game of the Olympics in 17 years to France, of all places. Okay.
France.
They've got like 3 NBA players. We've got 15. What happened? Why is Evan Fournier, Yabusele, the other French players, why are they all so much better than us at what we do best? And I'd say Americans, we're good at 3 things. Okay, hot dog eating contests, football, and basketball. And we're losing one of those things.
Yeah, it's not. Is it looking good over here in the States?
It's looking bad, Ted. And if this is any indication of our country being able to like defend ourselves in like if another world war broke out, there's no way in hell I'd accept a loss to France, all right?
No, absolutely not.
So we need this, okay? We need this one thing. Or maybe we'll just let them have this, okay? Because I don't want to be one of those, you know, super patriotic, annoying frat bros. But, yo, we're undefeated in World Wars, dog. So, France, step up, or we can just let you have this championship. It's okay. I hope they go on to lose to Slovenia in the gold medal.
Yeah, if anybody but USA is not gonna if USA is not gonna win, give me like Luka or something.
Yep, that Luka Doncic exactly. He scored more points in his Olympic debut than the entire Team USA starting lineup. Isn't that ridiculous? Really? Yeah, yeah. He had 48 points against Argentina, and Damian Lillard, 11 points. Zach LaVine, 8. Kevin Durant, 10. Draymond Green, 2. Bam Adebayo, 12.
Why is Draymond on this team?
Why is he in the starting lineup? I don't understand what's going on, Ted. This is Team USA. Come on.
And if Draymond's going to start, like, kick somebody, isn't that what Draymond does?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. That's what he's there for. He's supposed to be a disruptor. He's supposed to, yeah, kick people in the junk, shove someone, get someone teed up, get someone thrown out of the game, get himself thrown out of the game, but at least he's taking someone else with him. He's not doing that, okay? This next game is against Iran, I believe, on Wednesday.
If we lose to Iran, it's over.
I don't. Yeah. What should we do? Should we send Iran a care package of fillet of fish? Like, is that?
We might have to.
Do you want to make a bet on this next game?
I mean, are we in the same boat though?
Are we both thinking they're gonna lose?
No, they'll bounce back. They have to.
Okay. A fillet of fish, a single fillet of fish. If they win, I'll send you a fillet of fish. If they lose,
I feel like we gotta do it in like a more important game. It's a game against Iran.
But if we lose, we can't medal. So if we win, I think that we still have a chance at bronze.
Already?
Oh, I don't know how the Olympics work. That's what I had heard.
I have no clue. I'm looking at the medal count now. And Japan is leading with 8 gold medals.
In just total? Yeah. Okay, so not just basketball.
Correct. Okay. USA has 7 gold. However, on the grand scheme of things,
is China not?
China,
up? Yeah, yeah.
Well, China's third with 6 gold medals, but overall has 18 medals.
Oh.
USA has 14.
Wait, so does that mean China's winning?
I don't know.
I don't know how the Olympics work. We're learning today.
So Japan has 8 gold, 2 silver, 3 bronze, so 13 total. USA has 7 gold, 2 silver, 4 bronze, so 14 total. China has 6 gold, 5 silver, 7 bronze for a total of 18. So I don't know how you look.
What's this math conversion that's coming out of here? I don't do you carry the two? Do you combine them? Is one worth more than the other? I'd assume.
I mean you would assume the gold is the one that matters, but who knows?
Okay, so this is Team USA's first loss in the Olympics since 2004 against Argentina. I've got a couple clips showing just how much they were just whooping our ass, Ted. They were running circles around us at some points.
Tired? Do you think that's what it is? Think we're just tired?
I think we... whatever it is. Is it those... those cardboard beds? Are they not getting good night's sleep?
Everybody's sleeping in them, though.
Yeah, even whatever. Yeah, but our boys are like 7 foot tall. You think Kevin Durant's ass is fitting on that?
I don't know. I want to go tour Olympic Village, though. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it does. Maybe we'll... is that in the budget? No.
Let's get credentials.
I want to see what Kevin Durant's bed looks like. Do they have to put two of them together?
Try to get credentials for 2024.
I'll try to get credentials. Is it too late? I could jump on the plane right now.
It might be, but maybe we could try.
All right. So this is, they're just running circles around us, Ted. It's not fair.
Now, these are FIBA rules, right?
Yes. And again, maybe you could pull it up on your screen over there. I don't know what the big difference is between FIBA rules and NBA rules. I
saw this one TikTok where there was a FIBA. I don't remember who he was. I'm not even going to try. I know it was... he's like in a... Okay, ignorance here. I want to say he's an Italian point guard in the NBA.
Oh, is it Facu Campozzi? Whatever it is.
No.
Okay.
He's been like a journeyman. He's been around forever. He's not Ricky Rubio, but he's like someone who reminds me of Ricky Rubio.
Oh, Juancho Hernan Gomez, right?
No. Oh, anyways,
I was so confident too.
He's a point guard, but he was teaching Zach LaVine like what a travel is.
Oh yes, okay, I saw that. Was it Pablo Prigioni? Pablo?
I have no clue.
Okay, we don't know. I did see that video, and yeah, I think Zach it's hilarious like, that these first time Olympians are just having to learn how to play basketball.
That's the problem. If we had LeBron here, mm-hmm. D Wade, we wouldn't have worries. LeBron knows what a travel is because he doesn't get called for it.
Steph Curry, Carmelo Anthony, seriously, these like veteran Olympians who know how to win overseas, if they were on our team, we would be winning. But okay, this is Nick Batum and Rudy Gobert. They're just running circles around us. It's embarrassing.
Pass is deflected.
That also makes sense because do we have anybody big enough to cover a Rudy?
No, Bam Adebayo is our big boy, and then JaVale McGee is our backup center. Hello?
JaVale McGee is on our team?
Yeah, did Dwight Howard say no? Like, who else is... So I think Bam Adebayo is our best, you know, American center.
Where's DeMarcus Cousins?
I'm not on Team USA. I mean, in 2020, I know for a fact that's not going to happen.
I have some rule changes here if you're curious.
Yep.
All right, so playing time, 4 10-minute, 4 10-minutes, 5-minute overtime for FIBA. Yep. NBA, 4 12-minutes. Shot clock, the same, 24 seconds. After an offensive rebound, it's 14 seconds for FIBA. The three-point line is 6.75 meters. The NBA is 7.24
So meters. It's closer.
I think so.
Okay.
If I'm reading this right. Timeouts, if you're curious. 2 in first half, 3 in second half, but only 2 in last 2 minutes of the fourth period. 1 per overtime for the FIBA.
Oh, okay.
For NBA, it's 6 regular, 2 per overtime period, equals 60 or 100 seconds, plus 1 shot short timeout of 20 seconds per half.
I feel like I'm trying to do mental math like you're throwing silver, bronze, and gold medals out at me. Oh, my God.
I'll get ready for a confusing one.
Okay.
Jump ball and alternating possessions. Jump ball to start game. The one losing initial jump ball gets possession for the next jump ball situation. Alternating possession between teams thereafter for all jump ball situations for the FIBA.
I have no clue what you just said. I just heard jump ball, for the NBA, the loser.
Like, for the NBA, jump ball to start game.
Yep.
The one losing initial jump ball gets possession to start second and fourth quarter. The one winning initial jump ball gets possession to start third quarter. All other jump ball situations played as a real jump ball.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be.
Foul outs on 5. Personal and technical for...
okay, so that's one less than in the NBA.
Yep, NBA is foul out on 6 or 2 technicals. Team fouls and bonus free throws. 2 free throws awarded for each non-shooting foul after the fourth period. Includes player technical fouls. Does not include offensive fouls or fouls by team in possession. We know the NBA free throw situation.
Yep.
Technical foul. 1 free throw in possession of the ball at center for FIBA. I'm just going to read the FIBA's. Goaltending, no blocking a ball in downward flight toward the rim. Once the ball strikes the rim, any player can play the ball. Zone defense is legal.
That's not basketball.
Well, look at this. Zone defense is
that
legal.
That hawk's not going to fly
in the NBA,
New York City.
It's
Come
legal,
on.
But defensive player may not stay in the lane, restricted area, for longer than 3 seconds.
Play. No.
So FIBA rules, you can just stand in the lane as long as you want?
Oh. So that's probably why Rudy is just, you know, killing us right now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's 7'15", and just standing right there in the lane can just jump up, goaltend, block.
Oh, here's something I didn't know. This is a lot.
It got real quiet in there.
Player numbers. Why this matters, I don't know. But for FIBA, you can have 00, 0, and 1 through 99. NBA, any 1 or 2-digit number.
Wait, it's the opposite.
You can't have a 0 or 00 in the NBA.
In FIBA, you mean?
No, you can in FIBA.
No, okay. Okay, well, Jason Tatum's number is zero. Damian Lillard's number is zero.
In the NBA?
Yes. Carmelo Anthony's double zero right now.
Then why does it say any one or two digit number?
I think you have it flipped. Like, that's the Olympics right there.
No.
Ted, okay, so I'm not making it up, I promise. Well,
then the website's wrong. I'm just reading what the website says.
Because, yeah, I mean...
Player number for FIBA is 00001-99. The NBA, any one or two digit number.
So you're saying that...
I believe you, but then we have a typo on the website.
Like
I said, I believe you, but we have a typo on the website.
I understand. I'm just saying, we got this right here.
Why did I not think Dame was zero? Did he change his number recently?
No. And by the way, he's not zero. He's the letter O for Oakland.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Every home game, he's announced as the letter zero, Damian, or the letter O. Damian Lillard.
Well, then this fucking FIBA.basketball website is trash.
Okay, so, well, let's continue. That's strange that it says that, because, yeah, there are definitely people who wear zero and double zero in the NBA.
Is zero a number?
In the NBA?
Just in general?
I think
it
zero.
Says a single-digit number or a double-digit number?
Well, zero, isn't that like the absence of a number?
I thought that was the color black, is the absence of colors. I don't understand rules here.
Ted, it's been a long time since I've been in school. Highlights.
Trying to say, oh my God.
Dude, it's been so long, I forgot what play happened. It's just, we go back to it, there was a dunk. Cool.
I thought the rules would be interesting. They were just dumb as hell.
Yeah, dude, those rules, they just kind of gave me a headache and made me want to fucking start smoking.
Tacos.
Yeah. Collected. Cigarettes, not marijuana. That's right. I want to start doing something pretty harmful to my system.
Whose colors are who here? I don't even know. It's, USA could be either color.
We're the blue boys, and French boys are the white boys.
That'd be nice if it was on like the little like top like scorekeeper thing.
Yeah. Instead, it just says Fra and USA.
Yeah, you know how MMA has like.
Yeah, like the corner.
Green trunks. Mm-hmm. Francis Ngannou, black and white trunks. Black and gold trunks because he's a champion.
Yeah.
So, like, what? Come on, Olympics. I'm confused.
Trying to say, oh, my gosh. Wow, what a nice hug.
That was Big Booty Rudy over there. I wish that instead of us having USA and the other ones just having Fra, I wish that we had Toon Squad jerseys and they were the Monstars because they're clearly the bad guys.
We should, yeah, why does the USA just not have Toon Squad jerseys? Why did the Olympics not team up with Space Jam?
Yeah, sponsored by Space Jam. So, okay.
I love Space Jam.
With the I love Space Jam and Coca-Cola and Pepsi. So the US, you know, clearly the favorites going into the Olympics, the entire world doesn't want to see it succeed in basketball. Because like I said, we've got three things. Hot dog eating, football, and basketball. They want to see us fail, Ted. They hate us because they ain't us, okay? Well, this is the Australian commentary over the last... Uh-oh. The last minute or so of this French game. France and US game, okay? And they aren't unbiased. I'd say they're probably pretty extremely biased.
Come on, Evan. Take it down the court. Get it back to Fournier. Get it back to Fournier. Let him go. Into the corner.
First of all, doesn't that sound like a coach? It's like, come on, Evan. Take it down the court. That's a commentator.
Why is that a thing?
One thing's for sure. John Tate.
Is that shot? John Tate. Evan Fournier.
Poor commentator like this. So hype.
Dude, they just want it. That, like I said, they hate us because they ain't us.
He's extraordinary.
Come on, France.
Oh, yeah. Ready to go.
Why am I back?
She's pumped over there.
Australia's yelling, come on, France. Come on.
Where are they? We're heels.
Australia.
Why does everybody hate us?
We were always there for you when you were going through things. Like, remember?
We might as well just say F America.
Yeah. I think they're saying, like, oh, I want Damian Lillard to die. That's what they're saying right here.
The freaks die because this is just it's fun to watch and great. They take it in turns.
You probably do know a bit more about it than me, let's be honest.
Yes.
Damn. Here's a shot. Oh, and they're missing everywhere. Well, that is huge. It's out.
Oh, no.
Look at this wide open shot.
Oh, no. Have you seen Scott Sterling, right? Those videos?
No.
Okay. Never mind then.
How is that not fair? The guy's got to get up. Get up now, mate. They need you. Get up!
He's choking!
So there's a man injured on the floor over here, and the commentators are just yelling for him to get up. Now is not the time.
Oh, they take it in turns.
You probably do know a bit more about it than me, let's be honest.
Yes.
Damn. Here's a shot. Oh, and they're missing everywhere. That is huge. It's out.
Oh, no.
How is that not fair? The guy's got to get up. Get up now, mate. They need you. Get up.
What's happening?
Just chaos. And this is going to lead to a loss from the United States, so.
Yeah.
He's choking!
I think that We Are the World 3 needs to happen, okay?
We are the world.
Do we need to even compete, like, as against each other? Like, we've been through so much over the past, you know, 16 months. Are the Olympics really necessary? Like, we need something that will bring us together, not tear us apart.
See that.
Come on in the head.
Okay, but he's got to get up now.
It's actually helped them because they've gained possession. They've come away with the ball.
Yeah, whatever. Like I said, I think we need more unity in this world, okay? And what the Olympics are doing is making everyone compete against each other and causing, you know, divisions in this already heavily divided world.
That's true.
Let's watch this funny video. Okay, so the New York Knicks, okay? You've heard of them. They're a basketball team.
I have.
Okay. I don't know if everyone in the world has, you know, heard of them like you and I, because let me tell you, there's this video.
Luka Doncic, member of the New York Knicks, and he's a floater.
What just happened there, huh?
The New York... Well, what's on your mind? Come on.
No, nothing.
Dozan, member of the New York Knicks.
That's what I call them, too. Those fucking New York Knicks. That's what Trae Young was calling them. And then
that's spot on. Wait, why is Trae Young not on this team?
That exactly. That's a big reason, you know, a lot of people see them losing because Trae Young's not here.
That hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on.
Okay. Hold up. We got some jokes.
Luka Doncic, member of the New York Knicks.
That hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on.
That's not basketball.
That's not basketball.
So when you were describing the FIBA rules, Bill de Blasio is just scratching his head because...
That's not basketball.
Yeah. It's hard to make jokes when your fucking country's basketball team is so shitty, isn't it?
It's gotta be.
Coach K...
it has to be. Also, like, I think we have to blame Popovich. Is this Pop's problem?
I think so, because Coach K was 88-1 as Team USA's head coach. And
it was
Pop,
just one loss. Was yeah, it France?
And this is since 2005, so I don't know what happened in that.
2005 is last year.
Coach K?
Yeah.
No, Coach K, this is his first year not being it.
So Pop is 0-1 as an Olympic coach?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And even in the exhibition games, Pop lost 3 games this month. So.
Why is it not Monty Williams?
Why is it not anyone else? This is not, like, this is really hurting, you know, Coach Pop's you know, legacy near the end of his career. Obviously, one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Make that girl the coach.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there? There's a female coach on his roster, right? And she's like probably going to take over.
Was it Becky Hammon?
Sure.
Yes, it was Becky Hammon. She she was competing for some head coaching jobs. Nobody gave her the nod, but geez,
she's going to replace Pop, and she should replace Pop on this team. Can you have a women's coach as a men's basketball coach?
Of course. Well, can you have coaches get fired in the middle of the Olympics?
Can we take over as the coaches? Okay, here's a question.
I have an answer.
If you and I become the coaches, like right now, what's the first move we're making?
I'm trading players. I'm trading. can you do that? I want Evan Fournier instead of Kevin Durant. Do you think France? Who says no?
Can we trade Kevin Durant and
cash?
Yeah, we'll trade three of our beds. Kevin Durant and Drew Holiday for Luka.
We will trade three nuclear bombs for Rudy Gobert and considerations.
What if we can trade like other athletes, you know? So like we'll trade you Simone Biles.
Kevin Durant. Jeez.
And Michaela Maroney will give you all of the memes of the Olympics for Luka Doncic.
Oh, dude, who says no there?
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather have
Luka
Doncic. Look, I don't want to get rid of Simone Biles, but if I could get Luka on the American team.
Let's just trade someone like Arkansas. Like, you could have Arkansas and, like, South Dakota. We want Luka, all right? You guys can have this land.
I was just saying, trading land.
Lithuania can have South Dakota, Arkansas, and we'll give you Oklahoma. Is that too much to give up right there?
We'll just trade this without sports teams.
We'll give you the entire Louisiana purchase for Rudy Gobert in a three-team trade. Rudy Gobert, and then also Luka comes to Team USA. Kevin Durant and Dame, they find different places, and also Louisiana.
We got to keep Dame.
Well, I mean, you know, we're giving up a lot, or we're receiving a lot, so you have to give up a lot to make this stuff work.
All right, we'll trade Draymond.
When he gets older and his hair gets gray, Graymond.
And the upper third of California.
Not anywhere in Oregon, though. It's just the upper, like the Sacramento up area of California. Exactly. And Draymond.
And then the Kings become the Lithuanian Kings. And De'Aaron Fox is now an international player.
I love that. Okay, we can. I feel like an asshole. Okay, so Luke is not from Lithuania; he's from Slovenia.
Okay, that's
different.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I was just going off what you said.
I know. So. I'm the one who got it wrong. It's me. This is Damian Lillard, someone who we do clearly have to trade. To make this meddling work, Dame. You know? I love Dame, too. He's my favorite player of all time.
Can't wait till he becomes a Laker.
I can't. Yeah, I have some questions about the Lakers, and I'm going to ask you in a little bit, but not Dame-related.
Go. 21 and change left. Got to go.
Whoops.
Lillard falls down. Fournier's got it.
You know what it is? I think France oiled up the floor.
Mm-hmm. They got the grease from all that baguettes. They've got some baguettes just like
you know,
in there.
You know what you say?
Shorts.
Since everybody hates us anyways. since everybody hates us anyways, like the olive oil you dip into bread.
Yeah.
So like, since everybody hates America.
Yeah.
Why don't we just play it up? Pocket sand.
There's nothing in FIBA rules against that.
Yeah, right in Rudy's eyes. He wasn't wearing goggles. We should just watch all the Space Jam movies as a team and do everything illegal that happens.
Mm-hmm.
That way we're already hated. Let's just let them hate us because they ain't us.
Have you seen the new Space Jam?
No.
Okay, so I won't reference anything in the new Space Jam. Old Space Jam, yeah. What we got to do is we got to get some Looney Tunes out here, some Looney Tune aliens. Have them steal.
Why don't we just have the Space Jam team be the Olympic team?
Well, yeah, there's no reason. What, Dame is. Klay Thompson's hurt. He's on a boat. Anthony Davis is also hurt.
Bugs Bunny, Lola Bunny, fucking Taz.
Gotcha.
Tweety Bird. Imagine Tweety Bird going against Rudy. I know who's winning that match.
You didn't say just Tweety Bird. You said fucking Tweety Bird.
Imagine Tweety Bird going against Rudy Gobert. I know who's winning that matchup.
On a change left.
Gotta go.
It's Tweety.
Lillard falls down. Fournier's got it. Yeah!
And that's the game clinching fall right there. It's Dame time. Listen, I love Dame.
It better be. It's somebody. It better be somebody's time because if we go 0-2, that team is getting laughed at forever. Stephen A. Smith.
Yep.
On what show is he on?
On First Take.
Stephen A. Smith is going to be like, this American team.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all suck.
Yep.
Y'all should never be a team again.
And it's okay, so if you're being Stephen A., I want to be Max because these mainstream shows, they always have to have contradicting, you know, points.
Yeah,
so I'll
right.
be Max. I'll be... You know, Steven, I think this Team USA is actually the best Team USA.
Max, that there has Max, ever you don't been. Believe that.
No,
Max,
no, yes, I
Max,
do.
You don't,
hold
Max,
up,
you
hold
don't
up. We have
that.
Kevin Durant. We
Max,
have JaVale McGee.
Yeah,
Keldon Johnson.
What did they do? They lost to France. They were eating baguettes after the game because France showed them who daddy was. That's what Stephen A would say.
I didn't like that. That made me really uncomfortable.
And then Skip's going to be like, well, who's Skip's partner, Shannon?
Yeah.
I'm like, Shannon, I have never seen in my 30 years, he always loves to throw his credentials out there, my 30 years of covering USA men's basketball, I've never seen something so unbelievably embarrassing that I saw when that team stepped on the floor against France.
So I think that he would do the opposite because LeBron's not on this team. So he would be, he'd probably try to avoid talking about the Olympics altogether. Because if LeBron were on this team, oh, he'd be having a field day.
He would.
Yeah. And if they were winning, then he'd want to talk about it a lot because he'd be like, yeah, clearly LeBron, he didn't carry the, what?
He'd be like, LeBron was holding this team back.
Yes, that's what these are the stuff he would be
holding
saying.
Them back. They won a gold every year.
He'd tweet next on Undisputed. He'd say something extremely like controversial and then say next on Undisputed. Like, did LeBron commit tax fraud? Next on Undisputed.
LeBron James insurance fraud? That's undisputed.
Is Kevin Durant really an American? Question mark, question mark, question mark. We have his tax records and his birth certificate. Is all this stuff fake? Next on Undisputed.
Dead devil emoji.
Peach emoji. Well, Ted, okay, who would you rather have on Team USA who's not on Team USA right now? Give me a starting five.
LeBron, Steph, Anthony Davis.
Give me some realistic ones. Anthony Davis, he's injured. He couldn't do it. James Harden, injured, couldn't do it.
LeBron,
okay.
Steph.
LeBron and Steph, we got those.
I can't say Kyrie because I'm not sure if he's plays for Australia or USA.
I think that he played for the USA team before. But again, injured.
Oh, he's injured? Okay. That's there, but Chris Paul?
This is just you being like, listen, this is their problem, okay? It's not my problem to come up with players to play with Team USA. Yeah, Chris Paul, sure.
I can't say Ben Simmons because that dude's ass.
And he's also Australian.
Okay. Good, because I didn't want him anyways.
Yeah.
As I said, I'd pick him, but I can't. The Joker's not American.
Nope. He's extremely un-American.
Greek's not American.
Yeah, Greek is in his name.
The Greek freak sent me. I'm trying to think of players from years past.
I'd say, you know, throw Dwight Howard in there. I know he's not what he used to be, but he's a big body. He could stand in the way.
Ayton? Is he American?
No, I think he's from the Bahamas.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably nice out there.
Or Barbados. It's
probably clear water. Beautiful out there.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I'm realizing here? USA needs more to breed more big men.
Yeah, I think so too. I think did you say that we need to breed them?
Sure. We need more big men. The big men on USA ain't cutting it.
Listen, okay, before I was 21, or before anyone turns 21, you know, there's a such thing as like a fake ID, okay, to buy alcohol. Why don't like Joel Embiid, Jokic, Giannis? Listen, America has given them such a wonderful life. Why don't they just make fake passports and come off as Americans?
There's got to be somebody that I'm forgetting as a big man, but I don't think there is.
Can you say the words, wow, Team USA is really struggling?
Wow, Team USA is really struggling.
There's got to be a better way. It turns into like an infomercial.
oh, I got you.
Yeah, all these things. Hey, well,
so
you mentioned him earlier. I'm going to move on. We've talked about it enough of potential players, okay?
Okay.
You talked about him earlier. This is, I think, what Ben Simmons sees in his nightmares. Have you seen this video?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the tweet I saw was Kevin Durant has left Team USA to join Team Robot.
It's just like, I don't like how human-like it looks.
You think there's somebody in there?
No, I don't think so. What, he takes it off, it's Steph Curry.
You ever see the Jake Paul robot?
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
There's a person in that.
It's not a robot, then.
You think there's somebody in that suit? It's like Steph.
No, I think this is a robot.
I think it's Steph.
If it's Steph and he's not playing for Team USA, I've got a lot of questions for him. Bam. 1, 2, 3. Uh-oh. What if it missed? Like, the robots take over. They just start, like, reloading, just throwing it at people.
At the fans?
It's like... They start attacking. At what point are the Olympics just going to be which country can develop the best basketball playing robots?
That's what I want to watch.
Give it like 5 years. This guy's going to getting gold.
Hear me out. Scenario here. If this robot starts going crazy, do we call on Sons and Four Guy to beat him up? Is that the only person who can save us?
He's not the hero we deserve. But he's not the hero we want. He's the desire.
Is he on roller skates?
He's the hero. Hold on. I'm going to get the fucking thing right, Ted. I'm just distracted by this damn robot, all right?
He's not the hero
that we want. He's the hero that we need? No, he's not the hero we deserve, but it's the hero that we need. Is that... I've never seen Batman. I don't know. Is that the quote, though?
He's not the hero we deserve, but he's the hero that we need. Sure.
All right. Team, that's Team USA right there. God. I didn't mention, this is also the last episode of the Max Deal in the month of July. How is your July, Ted?
I was okay. Yeah, nothing I can think of too crazy happened.
Okay, well, my July was pretty good. Okay, I had a birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
I appreciate that, Ted. This was the first time that you told me happy birthday.
That's not true. I said that last time.
I did not. Hey, I listened back to the episode. I don't think I heard you say happy birthday.
I said it.
All right. So both of us, we've been good. The Lakers have been down bad, though. Adrian Wojnarowski, you know him as Woj, he drops some Woj bombs. He has some insight on what the Lakers have been doing And let me tell you, it's less than desirable.
What happened? Tell me.
Team I've talked to in the league. They have literally offered Kyle Kuzma and KCP to almost every team I've talked to in the league has been offered some combination of Kuz and KCP, sometimes both of them, one of them. And that's not going to get them back a point guard of Dennis's stature. And so I think, listen, he's got options again, Chicago, New York. I still think in the end,
so they're talking about Dennis Schroeder in free agency, whether he wants to stay in LA or go out elsewhere. Him and his agent think he's worth $100 million, and that's just, you know,
that ain't it.
That's right. And the Lakers don't have assets. All they have are KCP and Kyle Kuzma, and you're saying that that's gonna somehow turn into Damian Lillard? I'm not really sure.
They'll get him. Don't worry.
They'll get him. Don't worry. But yeah, so Woj was saying every single team was getting reached out to. Imagine, like, as a GM, just having to cold call everyone, being like, hey, do you want Kyle Kuzma and Kentavious Caldwell Pope? No? All right. Hey, do you want him? And it just keeps going. Because nobody wants them.
KCP's not bad.
He's not worth anything, though.
To get something.
Well, what are you going to get? What do you think's realistic for that package?
KCP and KCP. Kuzma. I think I just had a stroke. Kyle Kuzma and KCP.
Whoa, there's three of them.
Kyle Kuzma and KCP. I think.
And remember, they don't have draft picks either because they gave all of their draft picks to New Orleans.
Yeah, that's fine. Maybe like an aging vet. I don't know.
I want names. Give me someone specific. Who you think that they could get with this package?
I don't know, like a Kevin Love from Cleveland.
Okay.
Or.
No,
nope. I mean, I'm not saying it gets them much. I'm just saying, right, like, if they want to get rid of them, they can get rid of them.
But they just won't be getting a lot in return.
Yes, I think what Woj is referring to there is them calling every team trying to get a bigger name than what is, like, needed.
Because I didn't hear him say that. I just heard him say, let's hear him again.
They have literally offered Kyle Kuzma and KCP to almost every team I've talked to in the league has been offered some combination of Kuz and KCP, sometimes both of them, one of them. And that's not going to get them back a point guard of Dennis's stature.
If Dennis Schroeder is the bar that they're trying to match.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, if that's what they're trying to get in terms, I mean, because Schroeder's not, like, terrible. He's, like, a good 6'7" guy. I think they can get players that are equivalent to KCP and Kuzma.
Yeah.
So, like, your 8 and 9 guys.
I saw a report saying that Sacramento was in talks with them. Maybe bring Buddy Hield over.
Did you see the and maybe you'll bring this up. If you do, I'm sorry. DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry said they take pay cuts.
I kind of like that too, because, like, hear me out.
Where's Lowry at right now? Because I don't know.
He's a free agent. Okay, so hear me out. Kyle Lowry.
He didn't play all last year.
No. Okay, so he was in Toronto, but his contract just ran out.
Got you.
Okay, so hear me out. Kyle Lowry. He's won his championship. He's really done everything in the league. He doesn't really have much else to prove. He just kind of wants to be on a winning team now. Fits perfectly with the Los Angeles Lakers. They need a veteran point guard, someone who hard-headed, has a good track record with not getting injured. He's a dog. Pair him up with his best friend, DeMar DeRozan, someone who is from Los Angeles, was a Lakers fan growing up.
Is DeMar also a free agent?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's a great fit. Have them come together in L.A., that team is...
Would those two be off the bench?
No, I think Kyle Lowry starts next to DeMar. Then, geez, if they still pull off the Buddy Hield trade, Buddy Hield at the three, LeBron at the four, AD at the center.
So who's the roster currently then? It would be Schroeder. And then who was their starting shooting guard? It wasn't KCP, right?
Caruso, KCP, yeah, dude. Their team's just not good. Like, they don't have assets right now.
Yeah.
And the big thing with all LeBron-led teams is that he signs all these players, these, like, veteran players, these, like, glue guys to, like, one-year deals. So they don't have the assets to just trade them. That's why they only have Kyle Kuzma and KCP on the books. Maybe they bring back Alex Caruso if he's not asking for too much money. I don't know. The Lakers, they have an interesting couple of months ahead of them.
Team that gives Caruso a bag.
I hope that it's a state that has marijuana legalized or at least decriminalized, because we know our boy AC.
He loves weed and fish.
He loves to fucking get high 420 every single day. Oh my God. So we're talking about Los Angeles Lakers. What are your thoughts on Montrezl Harrell?
I don't really care for him.
Don't care for him? All right.
I mean, like, when they signed him, I was like cool with it because he'd be like a bench guy, but I don't care for him.
He had a few coaches DNPs during the playoffs. So, I mean, his value right now is at an all-time low. He made
is he a free agent?
I don't know right now.
Trade him.
So this is him playing in the Drew League, okay?
Downhill. What is a Drew League?
It's like a local rec league, okay?
Okay.
No, these guys look like they can ball, but also he just broke the backboard.
Yeah, whatever. Shaq did it a thousand times.
Yeah, he did. He's got to pay for that, right?
He can't afford that.
I was thinking when I saw this video is staged. I think this is like manufactured to get Montrezl Harrell's trade value. Right?
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a good call.
Where's like the conspiracy theory music? Because, you know, going into this, all-time low. Oh, if we look at the score in the background too, I can't tell who's winning and who's losing. But it's a close one, fourth quarter. Oh, I'm pissed if the game ends like that. I'm also kind of impressed.
I got you.
Someone's going to pay him. Someone's going to trade for him.
Why do we have a backboards break? They can make bulletproof glass. You're telling me we can't make dunk-resistant glass?
No, that's just how powerful Montrezl Harrell is, dude. Oh my God, we need to trade for him. Let's give him.
Can America get him?
Let's give the Lakers all of our assets, okay? We just want Montrezl Harrell. Here's Chris Paul. Ted, I just have one more thing for us today, and then let's bounce, all right? We don't need to hang out anymore. It's all right. The NBA draft this time next week, we're going to have about 60 new NBA players getting paid, getting those contracts, getting some basketball money. Have you been paying attention to this upcoming class at all?
Yes and no. I know, like, number one, obviously.
Right. Okay. Well, that's perfect because I have a game for us to play today. And, I don't have any theme music. So, let's just imagine there's theme music. All right. This is a game called NBA Prospect or World War II Commander. All right. Hey, the rules are simple. I read you a name, and you have to tell me if they're a prospect for the 2021 NBA draft or if they served as a commander during World War II.
Okay.
Just a reminder, World War II, the deadliest war in this world's history. All right. Are you ready, my friend?
Let's go.
All right. The first potential NBA prospect or World War II commander, Ted, is James Bouknight a basketball player or a World War II commander?
That's a basketball player.
All right. Let's see. And yeah, he's a basketball player. Shooting guard from UConn. He's going to get drafted. This is being recorded before the draft. I assume probably drafted top 10. All right. Now, is that something you knew or was that just a guess?
Yes, I knew that one.
Okay, you've heard of James Bouknight. All right. How about Cameron Thomas? Now, is he a basketball player or was he a colonel during World War II?
Ooh, I don't know this one, so I'm going to go World War II.
World War II. All right, let's see. Is it World War II? No? Okay, he was an LSU player. He's a shooting guard entering the draft this year. He did not have anything to do with World War II, to my knowledge.
Okay. Well, you win some, you lose some.
Yep. All right, Ted. Omar Bradley, all right? Was he a championship forward for Villanova, or was he a general for the U.S. Army?
I'm going general.
He's going general. Let's see. There he is. Yep, he is a general for the U.S. Army. He was. On March 25th, 1942, Bradley recently, who was recently promoted to major general, assumed command of the newly activated 82nd Infantry Division. Bradley oversaw the division's transformation into the 1st American Airborne Division and took parachute training. In August, the division was redesignated as the 82nd Airborne Division, and Bradley relinquished command to Major General Matthew B. Ridgway. Matthew B. Ridgway, is he a commander from World War II, or is he a draft prospect?
Lots of take in there. I'm going to go commander.
Yeah, you got it. All right, so we're all tied up, right? Or, 2-2, right? We're all tied up. This is the tiebreaker, Ted. Last name I have. All right. Is Franz Wagner a draft prospect, or was he a commander in World War II? Let me just say, I didn't say U.S. commanders, so,
Oh, boy. I'm going NBA.
He's going NBA draft prospect. Now, I will allow you one take back.
No take back.
No take backs. Franz Wagner, Michigan forward, NBA draft Let's prospect. Go. Look at that. Ted, you won. Congratulations.
I don't win often.
You don't win often, but hey, you did this time, and I'm proud of you. Ted, we have run out of time for the Max Deal. Hey, I'm so happy I got to hang out with you today. Well, want to set a time and place for next year? Next week?
What I say. Talking no, sports. Boy, here it is. The my final God, countdown. This
is yeah, this is the last episode of the year. You know, come July, we just get sick of each other.
It's your boys, Jordan and Ted. That's not true. It could be true.
Could be true. But Ted, will you do this thing every single week where you take us out? You hear what I say.
Talking sports. That I do. So, by God, we will be having a new number one NBA draft pick shortly. Not the date or anything, but shortly we will have some new youngsters here in the league. We got the Olympics, and I think I have a fun story for us, but I'm gonna save it for next time.
Okay, remind me for next time. All right.
We'll see. Maybe I'll forget. But That was Jordan. I was Ted. This was The Max Deal.